WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, calm seekers. This is your girl, Taylor Reed, back with another dose of stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world we call life. Now, I'm not gonna lie, being mindful sounds super chill, right? Like, just sit on a beach, watch the waves, and let all your worries melt away. But here's the thing, mindfulness isn't always about finding some zen-like state of nothingness. It's actually about staying present and aware without losing touch with who you truly are. Ever felt like you were existing but not really living? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, watching TV, or just going through the motions, but you're not fully engaged in what's happening around you? That's where mindfulness can come in handy. So, how do we actually practice mindfulness without dissolving into some ethereal being who forgets their phone number? Well, buckle up, because I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to blow your mind in a good way, of course. First off, mindfulness is about accepting your thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like watching a cloud drift by. You acknowledge it's there, but you don't get caught up in its shape or direction. Think of those moments when you're feeling stressed or anxious. Instead of battling those emotions, try acknowledging them with compassion. Next up, we got to talk about intentionality. Mindfulness isn't just about zoning out, it's about bringing your full attention to the present moment. So, next time you're eating a meal, really savor each bite. Pay attention to the textures, the flavors, and the aroma. When you're talking to someone, truly listen to what they're saying instead of formulating your response while they're still speaking. Third, remember that mindfulness is a practice, not a perfection. You won't always be zen-like, and that's totally okay. Some days will be better than others, but the important thing is to keep showing up. It's like learning a new language. It takes time and effort, but with consistent practice, you'll start to see progress. Think of those times when you've tried something new, like playing an instrument or taking up a new hobby. You probably didn't become a master overnight, right? But with persistence, you got better over time. Now, let's talk about grounding techniques. These are super helpful for bringing yourself back to the present moment when your mind starts wandering. Try focusing on your breath count, each inhale and exhale. Or notice the sensations in your body, the feeling of your feet on the ground, the weight of your clothing, the temperature of the air. You can even try the 5-minute, 4-minute, 3-minute, 2-minute, 1 method. Name 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. This helps to shift your focus from your thoughts to your surroundings. And finally, remember that mindfulness is about living a more intentional and fulfilling life, not just escaping reality. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. So, how does this apply to everyday life? Think of it like this. You're walking down the street and you see someone struggling with their groceries. Instead of rushing past, take a moment to offer help. You're having dinner with friends, but you find yourself constantly checking your phone. Put the phone away and truly engage in the conversation. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you're at work, deadlines are looming, and your inbox is overflowing like a tsunami of emails. Your mind feels like a hamster wheel spinning out of control. You start to feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the anxious buzz in your head. Now, imagine taking a deep breath, stepping away from your desk for a few minutes, and focusing on your surroundings. Feel the cool air on your skin, listen to the sounds of birds chirping or traffic passing by, notice the sunlight filtering through the window. You bring yourself back to the present moment without letting the chaos of work consume you. That's mindfulness in action. So, remember, friends, you don't have to be a monk living on a mountaintop to practice mindfulness. It's about integrating it into your daily life, one mindful breath at a time. And that's the takeaway. Mindfulness is not about erasing your thoughts and feelings, it's about being present with them without judgment. It's about making conscious choices that align with your values and living a more intentional and fulfilling life. You got this. Want to dive deeper into the world of mindfulness? Share your thoughts, stories, or questions in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.